Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis bunts towards the mound. Bell catches it and throws to second to double up Goodman. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Jim Wilson now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Colavito. Torgerson tags and scores. Mueller tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 6-1, Indians. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman juggles the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Doby reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito is called out on strikes. 1 out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito strikes out. 1 out. Earl Batty pinch hits for Tom Qualters. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Goodman moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-3 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.